At our council meeting last evening, and we reported revenue for October of $2,107,307.42, and expenses for November of $1,838,039.09. In my mayor's report, wanted to remind residents of the Christmas tree lighting on Monday, December the 2nd, and the arrival of Santa at 6:30. Also wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Brent Richter reported that a comprehensive plan on phosphorus and ammonia compliance for January 2028 was submitted to the EPA and was accepted. At the swimming pool, the dry ice blasting is complete and looks good. They continue to weld approximately 2,350 holes, and the floor sandblasting and floor painting will happen in the spring. The bidding packages are out this week for the Vine and Park Street reconstruction, and the bids will be opened on December 19th at 11 o'clock. Jefferson Street retaining wall being installed to eliminate the steep bank for mowing is almost complete and looks good. All the railroad ties and posts are installed, and the concrete is poured to the curb line. We'll be backfilled, and we'll wait until this settles over the winter to complete with grass, cast bolsters, and rope. We rescheduled the December 23rd meeting for December the 30th at 6:30, and we had two first readings, the first on appropriations for 2025, and the second on a wage ordinance announcing wage increases of 3.5% for next year. Did two first readings, one to authorize salt bids for our water department, and the second to authorize the sale of personal property on govdeals.com for 2025. And finally, we did two third readings, one to pass a resolution for the field paving of the invert of bridge-type culvert with the Ohio Department of Transportation on State Route 274, and an ordinance to adopt council guidelines for future council meetings.